start the day to remind the Dalet Cholmoy Pesach Toshin Pei Dalet Habach Ari Fletcher.
Can I clip it on? Can you hear me? Right. Never had one of these before. Alright, time when we can start. Alright, good morning. Good morning, everyone. It's a pleasure to be back. Thank you very, very much of Simcha for asking me to come back again. And I'm sure Rabbi D had a role to play as well. Just want to start just with a short mice. I've got a friend who's newly married, a couple of years, and his wife, they didn't go to their parents, so they made Pesach themselves. And for the third year, after, now that they're married, he says to his wife, he goes into the kitchen and he pulls out a map of the world, and he puts it on the fridge, on the kitchen fridge, and he says, so listen, you've made Pesach the past 2 years. Now, I'm going to treat you. Here's a dart. Stand a couple of meters back, and wherever it lands, we'll spend the next 2 weeks. For Pesach, next 2 weeks. I asked him how it was. He said, we spent 2 miserable weeks behind the fridge. But why is that relevant? Not just because it was over Pesach, but because I saw something very, very interesting from Shimshon Pinkas. He says that Kriyas Yamsuf, we say obviously is tonight is a Shemitah Pesach, and he says by Kriyas Yamsuf is caution the parnosa of a person as Ovi Kriyas Yamsuf. So he says, but by Kriyas Yamsuf they screamed out, they were just so amazed at Hashem. They said, thank you so much Hashem. They just burst down into Shira, like Shira la Hashem ki gam al Eloi. They just burst into Shira. So he said the same thing is, he says, he writes this in Shemois, in his Sefer on Shemois, it's for Shemshon. He says, well, every single time, he says, you open the fridge and you see there's food, you should burst out spontaneously into a song. I've got food, I've got parnasa, I've got food. I'm not here to give musa, so I'm not old enough for that yet. But, by the way, Ashir Hashem ki gom aloi. My father's not sure if I should say this one. But just anyone know where that song comes from? Anyone know? We say in Ozoshe, I think. No, we say in the Shira. But they say that when Shlomo Karabach, he was walking through the Midbar, through the desert, and he was on a camel, and suddenly the camel threw him off, and now the camel started stamping on him, and he was crying out to Hashem, and then the camel finally got finally after he managed to push the camel up. That's when he started singing. Ashir olam Hashem, ki gom al olay. Gom al also means, yeah. Anyway, weiter. So I want to go through a small shaila. A small shaila goes like this. Beautiful, beautiful shaila I saw yesterday. The shaila goes as well. There's a guy called, we'll call him Yankel, because that's what his name was. And he says, I want to go, you know, there's so much going on in the area, so I want to go and buy the newspaper. Not going into whether you should have it. He said, I want to buy a newspaper. And he signs up for a daily subscription. Every single day he gets a new newspaper. He's meant to be getting a new newspaper. But he reads the news every day and for a week. And he just realizes that it's always old news. And he doesn't know, maybe is this just Jewish newspapers? Or he doesn't know. Why is it always old news? And he takes a look at the date of the newspaper, and this was a Monday, and he sees that it's got Sunday's date on it. It's yesterday's paper. So he says, this is not right. I paid for a daily subscription. I want a newspaper. So he said, maybe it's a one-off. Tuesday. He goes to his postbox. He takes out the newspaper. And what newspaper is it? It's Mondays. So he said, okay, twice, not yet, Chazaka. Wednesday. He goes there, opens the postbox, and lo and behold, there is Tuesday's paper. So he says, either they've got the dates wrong, or they're giving me the wrong newspaper. So he goes over to the office there, and he says, I don't understand, I paid for a daily newspaper. Why do you keep giving me the wrong newspaper, yesterday's paper? She said, I'm really sorry, this is the first time this ever happened. Please, we'll make sure it never happens again. And they tell the delivery boy who used to do the rounds to make sure he gets the fresh newspaper. Actually, they used to give to others, not the fresh, but make sure he gets the fresh one. So that day, he made sure he got the fresh one. But by the time he went to look at the postbox, he sees that it's still yesterday's paper. So he says, that's it. He puts in a secret camera. And he's waiting. And finally, he sees his neighbor, Shmerel. That's what it says in the Shaila. His name was actually Shmerel. So Shmerel actually went there and takes the newspaper, which he had taken from him yesterday, folded it nicely like it was, put it back, and just gone off with the new one. And he realized that this is what would be happening every single day ever since he bought this subscription. So the next day, he left it out, and he was waiting by the door. And as soon as Shmerel came, he pounced out on him. And he said, what are you doing? I want you to pay me for every single paper you took from me. So Shmerel was ready for this attack. And he took out of his pocket a photocopied black Gemara. It was a Gemara above the camera. He was ready. And he said, I don't owe you anything. So he said, what do you mean? He said, you're missing a crucial Gemara. He said, the Gemara says in Bava Kama, Daf Samu Vav Amadalof, Eisve Rav Yosef L'Rabo, Gozal Chometz, V'Ova Lava Pesach, if someone steals Chometz, and this is over Pesach that he's had this Chometz, the Gazlan can then go over to the Nigzel, to the person he stole it from, even though now after Pesach, this loaf of bread which he stole is now Osir Ba'Anor, you can't, even though it's Osir Ba'Anor, he can go over to the person he stole it from and say, Harei Shechol Lefanecha, behold, this is yours before you. This is not mine. I stole it from you in the Chanami, but now I'm giving it back to you. He's got no use for it. It's Osir Ba'Anor. He can't use it. Says the Gemara, he can say Harei Shechol Lefanecha. And as I pass on the Shulchan Aruch. So the question is, why can they do that? But before we see that, this is what Shmuel tells him. He says, just like someone who steals on Pesach, steals before Pesach, he keeps that chometz without selling it and without being mivatel it, and now it's chometz shavu lava Pesach. He can then go and give this back to the person he stole it from, even though now it's osir ba'anor. He says, so to me, I took this newspaper yesterday. In a chanami, I used it for 24 hours, but I'm now giving it to you back in exactly the same condition I got it in. It's no creases, I fold it the same way, everything's fine. So, just like the Gazlan by Pesach, Chometz Shavu Lava Pesach, he can say, Harei Shechol Lefanecha, hey, Harei Shechol Lefanecha, have a good day. And he wasn't having any of it, his neighbor. He said, that's it. He said, I'm taking you to a dime. He said, what do you mean? You can do what you want. I know that Allah does that mean. He said, okay, we'll see. So I want to open it to the floor. What do you think? Anyone have any ideas?
You can do it. It's possible.
Hey,
do it.
So he's saying, but yeah, it's possible. But like, he can never do it in the first place. Yeah. I hear. What was that? Is that what the newspaper doesn't become Osir Ba'Anor? Who passed now, basically?
This Shmerel.
The Shmerel? Oh, are there... Yeah. So that's how we take on that halacha, no? You don't take on that Osir Ba'Anor? No? But I'll ask you a quick question. I wasn't planning on saying this. Because 2 years ago I gave a shiur on Chometz Shavu on Pesach, and someone came over to me afterwards and he said, listen, I am a Baal Teshuva, my father isn't from, and he's not alive anymore, he said. And I yarshed him from him. It's a big shayla. I wasn't going to get into this, but it's a big shayla whether you can actually be. Can you yarshen chometz which was of Alava Pesach? Because it's not as good. The koyik in yarshen is good. It's not as good. This story I know. But you're telling me it's not as good. But he said to me, listen, I've got this 250-pound bottle of whiskey. What should I do with it? So I said, I was then 19. I said, I'm a 19-year-old bocher. Why are you asking me? I said, go to the Rav. I said this in Yerushalayim. He goes over to Rabbi Cohen. Rabbi Cohen told him, he said, pour it down the drain. But you're telling me it's not Osir Ba'Anor. I don't know. Okay, so yeah, we'll talk about it afterwards. I thought it was because it's Osir Ba'Anor. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But Lemaisa, that's that halacha. So let's start from the beginning. What is Chometz Shavu Lava Pesach? So the Rambam says in Perek Aleph Chometz Matzah, Halacha Dalet, Chometz Shavu Lava Pesach, Osir Ba'Anor Lo'olam. The Dov is a Knas. Humadivya Sofrim. This shit actually was about Tesco. Whether I order, there's a chumrah from the girl to have chomets, make havdalah of chomets, to have beer, for example. So people make orders from Tesco before Yom Tov to come after Yom Tov. So when is it chal? All the legalities involved. We're not going into that today. But that was the nidin over there. And over there was a special letter from a different poskim. But I said, now you've got chomets shavuot Pesach. So what's the din? So, there's a festa kasha on how you can ever be over on Chomash Shavuot Pesach. What's the issa that you're going to be over on Bali Ro Bali Motzah? Does it make any sense to be over on Bali Ro Bali Motzah? Everyone's heard of Yiyush. So, l'chore, the second before the issa Hanah takes place, the second before there's an issa to eat Chomets, everyone knows that there's an issa Derabbanon that of Chomash Shavuot Pesach. It's a knas. So, I'm not going to be able to eat it anyway. So everyone, so the second before that happens, everyone is miyayish. If they've not already been mevasle in the believe, they're going to be miyayish from this chometz. I mean, once the miyayish, it's going to go out of the rishus, and once it's hefka, then I've got no issa. So how can I ever be over bani ro bani motzer? It's a massive question that I'm going to deal with. How can you ever? It's the whole question, the whole yisur bani ro bani motzer. How can I ever be over? That's the question to ask.
If you're
mevasle, then no yish. Why is there no yish? I wasn't mevasel it. I had no das. But I'm saying the stand das of a person is that he doesn't want to be over on a drabonon. On an issa drabonon. Yeah, so maybe he's gonna be miyash. Oh. So gonna be miyash. So what's going on over here? So the Nesivus, he takes on, he says a beautiful, beautiful esper, which is actually also brought down in, he says this in his sefer Mekorchaim, but he also brings down in Rishman base in the Sefer Nesivos, Nesivos Mishpah, and he says like this. He says Yush is not hefka. Can you say something? Everyone's learned Eli Mitzias in school. Eli Mitzias, the first Rashi on Eli Mitzias, one of the first Rashi's there, says Yush have a hefka. So what's Nesivos saying? So Nesivos brings Tosfos in this Bavakama, in Bavakama. Tosfos in Bava Kama Samavov and Mbeis. It talks about whether Shinu is a Shinu Koina. If someone steals something and he now makes a Shinu onto this Chayfetz, is he now Koina the Chayfetz? With Kinyan Gezeira. That is a Shana. And then they want to try and compare it, the Gemara tries to compare it to Metzia. Says Tosfos, Kiven de be Isuri Osir Yode. A Geneva is be Isuri Osir Yode. And not like Metzia, which is Be'ate Osir Yode. So says Tosfos, Mikan Mashma Sheyush. Ain kehefke gomor. It's not like hefke gomor. Yush is not hefke. Let me ask you a question. If Yush is not hefke, what is Yush? Says Nesivos, a beautiful idea. He says, Yush is not hefke. Rather, it's a heter zechir. Meaning, it stays within my rishus. Yush means it's in my rishus. I've been miyayish from it. Meaning, there's a heter zechir that anyone can now take it. But it still remains in my rishus until someone else takes it. As a result of the Nesivos, Nemeda, it's beautiful. We asked, how can you be over by your Bani Motzeh? If you're Miyash, you go out of Yerushus. The Torah says, it's not about Yerushus. It stays in Yerushus. And that's how you're over by your Bani Motzeh. Because until someone takes out Yerushus, you're not going to be over. It's going to still be in Yerushus. And Nemeda, you're going to be over by your Bani Motzeh. And the Ketzois brings an Eisner eye to this. And he, from this Gemara of Chomesh Shavuot Pesach, the Ketzois says, he brings, it's not attached, in Simon Tovav, he brings in Simon Tovav. He says, if Chomets is not, if Chomets Shavuot Pesach, he says, what's the story of Chomets Shavuot Pesach? He says, if what's going on is that I now steal something, right? I'm Yaish from what I've got in my rishus. I've got this Chomets, I'm Yaish from what's in my rishus. So now, if I've got chometz, sha'ovel of a Pesach, now the ganav has now stolen this chometz. But now, why is he not koinu? If I'm yish, why is he not koinu with that yish? So we've got to say that his kinyan, what he's thinking is that I do not want to be koinu with the yish from the bailim. So if he doesn't have das to be koinu with this yish, then he's not koinu. But the bailim, how can the bailim be chayav? It's not in the Bible's Rishus. The main is not the Ketzois, and I'll read you out this Doshan. he says, "Azoy diyush lo yotzam rishus bailim ad the osi the rishus zoicha the enik hefka." He says it's not like hefka, as like the Mesiva says. V'rayim yehod aminim b'merubah daf samach vav zeh misyayish v'zeh ena rutzir eknosoy. V'inema the yiyush yotzam rishus bailim, and if we say that yiyush does go out of the rishus, that if when someone's miyayish, someone despairs of ever getting this again, and it does go out of his rishus, nihid ena rutzir eknos, hagam the gadav doesn't want to be koina. How can the Ganav then go and say Rishachol Afanecha? Once it goes out the Bailim's Rishus, the Ganav can't then go and say Rishachol Afanecha. It must be, says the Gatzois, that it never went out of his Rishus. It's still in his Rishus. Just as the Hetzizachim, and maybe the Ganav can then go and say Harishachol Afanecha. That's the Yisoid of Chomash Arav Pesach. And that's how you can be over Badira. So now, we want to see. There's a beautiful, beautiful Piskin Shuvah, which speaks about a similar shaila to the shaila that we had, which maybe we can answer that as well. So the Piskin Shuvah, what is the din if someone steals an esrog before Sukkos? An esrog, some people pay 100, 120, 150 pounds for an esrog, nice esrog. They steal a very nice esrog. The minute Sukkos is over, how much is the esrog worth? Nothing. So says the Pesach Tshuva, what is the din if a ganav steals an esrog before Sukkos, and then after Sukkos he goes and gives it back? Can he say Harish Chol Afanecha, or does he have to pay the full value? So he brings the Prima Godim, and the Prima Godim says, no, it's Chomesh Shavah Pesach. He says that even though now it's Osbana, he can still go and say Harish Chol Afanecha. So he's so to buy esrog, even though now it's worth much less than it was, you can say Harish Chol Afanecha. As though the Prima Godim. And the businessman was not sure, but he brings the Av Basin of Krakow, and his name is Moshe Shlomo Zalman, I think. And he says, "Azoy." He says, "I'll tell you why. It's very different, because he said you cannot say Harish Chol Afanecha by an esrog. Why not?" He says, "Because what is the whole reason?" We still got this Gemara on Bava Kamma, Rashi on Bava Kamma, on some of them based on this Gemara of Gozal Chomes Omer Al Pesach, Oymel Harish Chol Afanecha. Says Rashi, why can he say Harish Chol Afanecha? Says Rashi, Be'en K'moy Shehu Tehezek She'Einu Nikahu. Hezek is damage which is not recognizable. So now, I hear what you're saying, but I'm not sure exactly what his teretz is. So maybe you can help me out. He says it's Hezek She'Einu Nikah, damage which is not recognizable. So now, I understand, Chomesh Shavuot of Pesach, I have a loaf of bread before Pesach. Someone steals the loaf of bread. Now I've got a loaf of bread after Pesach. Someone now comes from America. He sees this loaf of bread. He doesn't know anything about this loaf of bread or about its history. Does he know that this is Chomesh Shavuot of Pesach? No. So that is Hezek She'ein Nikah. I can't notice anything different. There's nothing recognizable about the damage of this loaf of bread to say that it is now Osabana. Mashi Inkin, he says, an esrog. You've got an esrog, Erev Sukkos. Everyone knows esrogim can be expensive. But the minute Sukkos is over, we said, the esrog's worth, it's not worth more than a lemon. It's a couple of pounds. How much is an esrog after Sukkos? And he said the price drop is so different now, and everyone sees this, everyone knows that an esrog, not b'shas Sukkos, is worth so little. He says, Memela, that is called Hezek Nikah. Hezek Nikah, and Memela, you can't say Harish Chol Afanecha. He said it's very, very different. You cannot say Harish Chol Afanecha. And the problem is that we've got another Gemara. I don't know if we've got so many. How much? We have a couple of minutes? Yeah. See, there's Gemara. I can't go through the Gemara inside. There's Gemara, if you want to check out Sadi Zayin above the camera, that says about what about a coin? Yeah, we've got now a king. So soon, I think just over a month, they're going to be changing all the notes from the picture of the queen to the picture of the king. So now all that money is now going to go out of circulation eventually. So if that money goes out of circulation, what's the din of that money? Let's say someone steals a £50 note with a picture of the queen on it. Now, 10 years later, that £50 note is not going to be in circulation. Sorry, it's not going to be in circulation. Or you don't even need to go. Let's go to the round. Do you remember the round £1 coins? The round, they are not in circulation anymore. So now, someone steals a round £1 coin, and now he wants to give it back. Can he say Harish Chol Afanecha? What's the din?
You
Is it worth a pound?
You can give it to the bank.
That's why. The Mishmeres kind of. So he says. That's good. So he first says. Just like by a coin, we say by one of these. They call it if the Malkus passes one of the coins, then we say that lechoya. Because the Malkus passes the coin, you can't use it anymore. And since you can't use it anymore, therefore you shouldn't be able to say Harish Halafanecha. Because it's Hezek, which is Nikah. And therefore he says, I don't know what, just like by a coin, which the Malkus passes, that the king says that you can't use this coin anymore. Just like over there, that this coin is a Hezek, it's a recognizable damage. He says, well, so to by Esrog, Mamela, you won't be able to say Arish Chol Afanecha. So what's going on? When can you say there's a Hezek Nikah? And when can you say there's a Hezek She'en Nikah? What's called Hezek Nikah and what's called Hezek She'en Nikah? And this is what the Pesach Tshuva asks on his name was. I'll tell you in one sec. His name was Marino Harav Moshe Shloim Zalman. The Av Beis in the Kiddush Kedoshim Krakow. He says how the Rosh, the Torah, the Ramah, and many poskim, they all hold that the Pesalte Malchus Afilu B'chol Medinos Yochol Loimer Harish Chol Afanecha. He says, Faket, these poskim say you can say Harish Chol Afanecha on a coin, even though you can't use the coin anymore. He says, Amay Shlomi Esrog, Haru Gam Shom Nikel Lekol De'inu Klum. Everyone knows that this coin is worth nothing. So how can you use the Esrog? How are you allowed to say Harish Chol Afanecha on the coin? That's the question he asks. So the Mishmeres Chaim Ben Lashamik, he answers the Shaila Azoy. He says the Teretz is that there's an intrinsic difference. Like we said, by an Esrog, everyone knows that after Yom Tov, it's worth nothing more than a lemon. It's nothing. And that's Nikah Lekol. And the difference between Hezek She'en Nikah and Hezek She'nikah is whether there's a Chisoron Nidia. If I see something else, if I could just see this Esrog, do I need to know anything else to know that there's damage? If I see this Esrog in the middle of Nissan, I'll know that's not worth any more than a couple of pounds. The mail that is called Hezek Nikah. Said Masha Inkin, a coin, or a Chomet Shabbat of Pesach, the worth of it, a loaf of bread is a loaf of bread. I can't see at the first glance without any other idea that it's not a loaf of bread, that's a loaf of bread which is Osabana. And also, by the coin, he says, why by the coin can you say Arish Chol Afanecha? He says, the Teretz is, because even though a coin the king has passed now, the £1 coin that you can't use anymore, but Lamaisa, it still retains the value of a £1 coin. Like I have said, you could give it back to the bank, or you give it to a post office. Memela, since it now has the...
You only accept it for a limited time. Actually, they
want to accept
it anyway.
I asked someone today, and they said that you could still accept it. But the Maisi is saying that it's still got the intrinsic value, it's just the king saying that you can't use it. It's the value of it is the same. And Esrog, though, during all the other months of the year, besides the Tishrei, is not worth that. Oh, so let's go back to our Shaila. Oh, so now we'll just finish off with this. So now our Shaila with the newspaper, the Shaila was whether by this newspaper, whether he has to pay him now for, the Shaila was every single day he was giving him another newspaper. He'd taken the newspaper and giving him the old newspaper back. So he said, what's going on? So he says to him, I've got very bad news for you, my friend. You're going to have to pay every single penny that you stole. Why? Because old news is not news. He said, I want to buy a newspaper, not a history book. Right? So if you're giving me back yesterday's paper, that's not what I want. I want a newspaper. Memela, you can't say Yishchol Afanecha, and maybe you're going to have to pay me back every penny. Have a good night. Yeah.